Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Yeah, buddy, Hour 5, G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Fan After Dark's coming up at 7 o'clock. Fred's in the house. He's throwing heat in the bullpen and looking forward to what they have cooking. Nice job last night as they reacted to the Jerry and Steven press conference after we signed off there from Jason Frisco. Do you have Rangers baseball tonight? They're in Sacramento to take on the A's a little bit later on. And here's Wolchuk to tell you more about baseball and sports here with the proper round trip out.
All right, let's talk about the balls that are basing. As the Rangers, with today's transactions, the Rangers are remaining at the 40-man limit with four players, Cody Bradford, Evan Carter, Tyler Mahle, and Josh Spores on the 60-day IL list. They didn't really make a massive move to bring anybody up today. We'll have to monitor that before September 1st. But it's a big series against the A's if they want to keep things alive. And they got swept in Sacramento the first go-around at that ballpark. Yeah. So it'll be Jeffrey Springs, former Ranger, taking on Jack Leiter tonight. And playing first base is actually going to be Dylan Moore, the former Seattle Mariner. And Manning shortstop will be Ezekiel Duran without having Corey Seager in the lineup. He had the surgery yesterday for appendicitis. So the lineup certainly looking a little different. It'll be Michael Hellman leading off playing center. Duran batting second at short. Langford playing left field, batting third. Adolis Garcia in cleanup playing right. Josh Young at third. Kyle Higashioka DHing. Cody Freeman at center. And then you've got Jonah Heim catching, Dylan Moore at first base. We'll see what the new look Rangers look tonight. But it is certainly like an unrecognizable team right now.
Unbelievable.
I think the last time, though, that we made this trip to Sacramento, they had Mason Miller pitching, right?
They did.
And he's with the Padres now, so that might help things.
That might have been like the covering of first base error from Kamar Rocker as well.
Yeah.
There was some weird stuff going on in that series. Deal, yeah. There certainly was. Speaking of the Mariners, we talked about Ichiro Suzuki going into the Hall of Fame. And one of our favorite shows is Foul Territory. Well, they had Buck Showalter. Former Rangers.
Good bunch of guys, professionals.
Yeah, just really good dudes. Well, I mean, all but the
Buck,
one.
Do you like to eat?
Everyone else is a good guy.
There's just no Shaq Jacks on that show.
No Shaq Jacks.
You have to appreciate that.
But here was an Ichiro Suzuki, Hank Blaylock story from the archives from good old Buck Showalter.
His first year, Hank Blaylock's playing third base for the Rangers. Hank just loved this guy. He had a triple in Arlington, and he slid into third base, and Hank almost lost it. Because Hank was trying to say in broken English, hello, Ichiro, to him. And Ichiro just turned to Hank and said, what's up, my bitch? And Hank just lost it completely. He came running in the dugout after that and goes, Buck, you're not going to believe what Ichiro said to me. He said, what's up, my bitch? And I was like, yeah, okay. He knew more English than people thought he did.
He'd always say, dog. You say, what's up, dog? That was his big thing, you know, when he first came over. Every time he came up, he'd go, what's up, dog?
What's up, my bitch?
I mean, we're finding out that Ichiro really is a funny.
He's funny, dude.
SOB.
He's a character. I know. He just seems so like quiet, soft spoken, just went about his business. But Ichiro, quite the character, man. I hope maybe we can get some more in terms of media from Ichiro in the future. Chris Martin, Sean McFarland, just posting, and shout out to Ryan Dant, big time Tolo, who is able to DM me some of this information on the fly. But Chris Martin's going to start a rehab assignment tonight, Double A Frisco. So maybe they're able to get Chris Martin back in the bullpen. I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing.
Cole play in Frisco tonight?
Be 100% honest. Yeah, they're playing Frisco. Kyle Schwarber. Gosh, nobody hits dongs quite like Schwarber. And that's a free agent, boys.
It was a quad dong evening for him, wasn't it?
It was. It was the quadruple dong as he became the 21st player in Major League history to hit four home runs as he drove in 9 Phillies runs. 4 homers, 19-4.
Bro, when you're on, bro.
Dude, incredible. Absolutely incredible. He also moved within 1 of Cal Raleigh for the Major League lead as he's got 49 homers right now. That's a career high for him. He's got the NL Home Run League, but Cal Raleigh with the American League edge as they battle for home run supremacy. Now, if I had to say it's dollar dog night, in fact, in Canada, it was 75 cent dog night in Toronto.
That's what the dollar does up there.
How many dogs combined do you think we could all put down? They call this loony dog night. So 75 cents in American money. What is the Canadian coin?
Currency?
Yeah.
It's
a Canadian dollar?
I think it's like it's tied to the British. I think it's
Is it?
I think what it's is like that, a euro? Crown?
Is it a crown?
I think so.
It's its own thing.
Pound crown?
Pound, maybe?
It's a Canadian dollar. The loonie is a dollar coin.
Dollar okay.
Coin, and they also have a $2 coin.
Okay, so that's why it's the loony dog night. Duh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, I'm an idiot. Loony dogs. Thank you very much, Gavin. Yeah.
Well, you know, I live fairly close to Canada. So I've been up there 10 times or so.
Well, so they rolled out this promo back in 2019, and fans are loving it. I mean, we're spoiled. We get this every Wednesday at the ballpark. It's dollar dog night, right? Mm-hmm. But they do this once a year, and they continue every year to outdog themselves. So how many more dogs can we consume from the previous year? But just us, just the 5 of us.
Let's call it 2.5-hour game.
Yeah, how many do you think we could do? I mean, Eric.
He's going to double us all up at least.
10? You think you could do 10?
Oh, I feel disrespected.
I mean, I did 9.5 in 10 minutes. Right. So I feel good that I could do 10 in 2.5 hours.
There's without question. These are just run-of-the-mill dogs, right?
Dollar dogs. Yeah,
run-of-the-mill dog. I'm hitting 20 in a game.
20? Wow.
I mean, we're going for it. Obviously, I've never done that.
Like, I was thinking all of us.
If we're going for it.
Could we get 100? You're just talking about the basic in the foil dogs,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. That's your basic dog.
It's not a
jumbo. It's not a jumbo dog. It's just a basic dog.
Eric can easily eat 20.
I'm going to hit 20 dogs. Yeah.
Like, do you think combined we could get to 100?
No. No. I don't think we could do that. Unless, I don't know, hey, Lucius, Johnson. You coming to play? Like, are you coming to play?
I can't mess with you. I mean, I'll pregame to try my best,
yeah,
you know
absolutely.
What I mean?
PEDs can be, yeah.
We can gummy it
like
up.
They're 4 legal. Hours early, so it's coming down, and you're like, oh, I got
yeah. Yeah, hit the gym in the morning. We don't eat anything all day.
You hitting double-digit dogs?
Man, I could probably get you 8.
8 dogs.
8. All right.
We drink a beer with this?
We're going hard.
See, no, I'm staying away from the beer.
We're focusing on the.
We're just going
vodka?
Dogs here.
Yeah.
I'll probably do it. Yeah, probably a little vodka.
Yeah,
I think the most I could do would be 8. I was going to put myself at 5 or 6, maybe 2 an hour.
Okay.
Now maybe if I spent the previous 72 hours like trying to binge eat and stretch my stomach, I could do more. But I fill up pretty quick. I'm more of a grazer.
Are we done with dollar dog nights here? By the way.
It's a good question.
Because
do we have another Wednesday home game?
That's
we
what I'm saying.
Do. We probably got another
It'd be kind
one,
of fun
right?
to go out there and broadcast and try it.
That would be fun. Well, the entire
crowd. That next day is going to suck, bro. I'll
tell you
what.
I'll tell you. I need a day off. Yeah. Personal day.
A lot of bathroom breaks that during the show.
That's going to be rough. Well, they broke their own record. 92,221 dogs.
Wait, how many dogs?
92,221 dogs.
They had them all.
They
didn't run out?
42,235 people in attendance.
Oh, good for them.
And altogether, they consumed 92,221.
That's still strong. That's getting a lot of participation.
Impressive.
That's amazing they didn't run out.
See, I want to know who is...
It was 2.18 dogs per fan.
I want to know the player who put up the most. You know, like collectively as a team, we did well. But who was the guy that really put the team on their back?
We should have gotten a post-game interview.
Yeah, like I'm thinking somebody had to have had...
Because if you can calculate the amount sold... You should be able to keep track of like which person bought the most. Or maybe that's just too tough. I don't know.
I mean,
well,
hot
if
dog
it's by
analytics
your card,
or,
if you just put it on your card the whole time, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, somebody should take pride in this. Like one of those fans should be like, by the way, you know, open up the smartphone and tell the world, by the way, I had X amount of dogs. 80.
Eric, you're 2 dogs an inning then, right? Is that what we're doing?
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's ultimately kind of what it would come out to.
It would put you to 3.
He can do way more than that.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I kind of feel like
2 an inning, that's light work.
Yeah, because here's the thing.
We were at that minor league ballpark and that big sandwich, that it was like a big sausage sandwich.
I mean, you might be able to do these in 2 bites.
Sausage Santa?
The sausage dog at the...
Yeah.
I was trying to not say it.
No, that was a bratwurst.
Yeah.
It was a brat.
But it's like two bites. It was gone. It was gone.
Yeah.
It was
gone. See, I would sprint this thing.
Like, you can get two done between two pitches.
Yeah. The pitch clock might screw me up on that. But
the triple patty yesterday at the 5-minute break was pretty unbelievable.
Yeah. See, I think I would probably approach this as more of, I might hang him up by the fifth inning, you know, and I'll have plenty in that time.
I hear there's like a 15-minute window where your stomach really doesn't know it's full.
Yeah, so the brain can't.
Oh, so we really got to cash in on that 15.
I think so. If fast you eat it. Yeah.
Okay.
And you might do 20 in 15 minutes.
Yeah, that would be fun. Out.
Those are like 4-bite dogs if you're aggressive.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Those go down pretty easy.
Boy, your blood pressure is going to be drumming, but I tell you what.
Especially with all these damn Zen pouches.
Why can I feel my heartbeat in my forehead?
What is going on?
You're going to take me out at Globe Life Field on a gurney, but I'm going to have pride in that. Hopefully, I'll get a thumb up.
Okay.
You know, the gurney thumb.
Yeah, the gurney thumb.
No,
the
I
gurney
got it. Thumb.
We're good, boys.
We're good.
Can't feel my lower
He's
half.
He's okay. Everyone cheer. Good. Right side of my face, I can't feel. Yeah.
Tell the girls I'll be home after the ER.
We love you, Daddy. Walker Buehler.
And be big as hell, too. That sodium have you retain water.
Oh my God.
Be swole.
Going to roll you out.
Yeah, be nice and hydrated.
Like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Blueberry Girl. Violet, you're turning violet.
Yeah, I'll turn into a hot dog by the end of the night.
Walker Buehler, who got the final out for the Dodgers in the World Series last year, signed with the Red Sox, their prize free agent signing. He has been god-awful. 5.45 ERA in 22 starts, and they just straight up waived him today. They said bye-bye, Walker Buehler.
He'll be back with the Dodgers pitching in the playoffs.
Probably, yeah.
And we'll I was kind of the World Series.
Like, if there was anybody that could fix a Walker Buehler, I'd say Mad Dog could, but I don't know if the Rangers are really trying to bring in any arms right now, unfortunately.
Prove it deal.
I wouldn't mind that. Would not mind that at all. Shohei Ohtani, the bookie that was tied to his ex-interpreter.
So I've seen interviews with this guy.
Oh, Ipe.
The actual
was tied to Ipe Mitsuhara.
Oh. They got him.
So this guy's name's Matthew. Matthew Boyer.
He went on a podcast talking about
this. I think ESPN had him on. He's been making the rounds.
Yeah. EPL well, bought a soccer. Evidently.
Took thousands of bets from Ipe Mizuhara. He was just sentenced today to over a year in prison.
The
12
bookie?
Months and one day.
The bookie?
And 2 years of supervised release.
Shohei Ohtani.
So, for providing a service.
He's also ordered to attend gambling addiction counseling and to surrender to authorities by October 10th. He paid $1.6 million in restitution before the sentencing. And he pled guilty to running an illegal gambling business.
Oh, that's too bad.
I think they should let this guy go free.
I mean, unless you're threatening to break guys' legs.
No, I'm with you, Wolchuk. Yeah. It's just a little
sports gamble.
But he knew that like Ohtani would pay. Like he was kind of.
Would they get him for tax evasion, or is this for?
I didn't see anything about tax evasion. Maybe somebody can text in. They know more about that.
Sounds like a buttoned up.
I was kind of grazing the article,
trying to do a good day's work.
Glanced at it.
Yeah,
and a full on read on my part. I'll be honest. I half-assed that one.
This might be the guy. He admitted.
Lazy.
I think he admitted that there was like wire transfers with Ohtani's name on it.
Yeah, that's a bad
one. Yeah, that's what Ipe was doing. He was logging on to like the online banking and just zelling people dough for his gambles.
Yeah, he did not hide it. Like he was leaving it all out
there. He's like that guy at the Jaguars that took the company credit card, bought all that stuff.
I think Ohtani was just total trust.
And then posted it on Instagram.
Yeah, exactly. Like, check it out. Yeah, check out my new green egg.
What a schmuck. What an absolute schmuck. Last thing, here we go into the world of college football. Head coach Jed Fish. His family's moving to Arizona. He's now the Washington coach.
Yeah, he came from Arizona.
Yeah, he was the coach of Arizona. And I guess the family liked it so much, they said, screw you, Jed, we're leaving.
Yeah.
And they have straight up left to go to Arizona without him.
Probably could have been more respectful with the way they said it.
I know. It was just like, that was a quote that I read.
That was a direct
quote.
Screw
you, Jed, we're leaving. And he just signed a 7-year, $54.2 million contract with Washington. But his family said, sorry, we're out of here.
They don't see him anyways. Honestly, it makes plenty of sense.
Two daughters and
you committed
wife.
To being a football coach. You committed to basically never see your family.
Now, the primary reason I understand it, the eldest daughter is going to be a junior in high school. The other is going to be in eighth grade, and they just want to be able to keep the continuity with the school. They did not like the schooling, I guess, in Washington. They want to go back to Arizona for their education. But, man, you think your family would ever just like leave you like that? I would like to think mine wouldn't.
Yeah, you'd like to think they wouldn't do a lot of things.
They probably would.
They continue to surprise.
Gosh, dang it. I'm depressed.
Thank you, Wolchuk. I know the feeling. Appreciate you. Okay, where are we going next, Chief?
Got a little sports hodgepodge. Let's prep our bodies for the college football weekend next.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The nation.
Buddy, welcome back. It's the GBAC Nation here on the Fan. Blake Elliott has now joined Fred, and they have the Fan After Dark coming up at 7 o'clock. It's time now for the Chief to deliver some sports brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Man, Blake has an interesting life, doesn't he?
He really does, man. He's living it up. In a big way. I hope he shares the details of his most recent dating experience tonight on Fan After Dark, because that was quality content.
Yeah. I can't imagine being in that situation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can't even imagine. 7 to 8:30 tonight, Fan After Dark.
That's right. Oh, yeah. It's a quickie. Fan After Dark quickie tonight. Just well, quick. Does it get any better? Like the feeling that we have right now, how good does this feel?
Like sex.
With football on the horizon.
So good.
It's a football Friday, long weekend.
It's back.
Everything's right out in front of us.
What do you guys recommend from Outback?
Steak.
The Bloomin' Onion, bro.
Oh, yeah, the Bloomin' Onion.
The Bloomin' Onion.
Bloomin'
Onion. Gotta get you a Bloomin' Onion.
It's a guarantee. I know you're trying to watch that figure.
I'm trying.
You've been drinking your meals as of late. I've noticed that.
I know.
I'm proud of you.
The game started what time? Like 11 noon or something like that tomorrow?
Yeah.
I got a barbershop appointment like around 12:15. So that means it's going to be like kickoff. Whoa. At the barbershop, bro.
Perfect. That's going to be.
Oh, my God. It's going to be amazing. All those hot takes and bad opinions. Oh,
TV, yeah. TVs?
Little TVs. TVs everywhere there, bro.
Yeah.
Now, do you correct guys because you're around sports on the team? You just let them go?
No, yeah. I tried one time and he was not hearing me. Even the other people in the barbershop, like, he's like that, bro. Just let him, he's right. Let him think he's right. I was like, okay.
You weren't giving him any knowledge bombs, though.
I left it alone. Turn that bomb off.
Yeah, dude, this is an exciting time. And then we have the collision course between Arch Manning and Fat Patricia.
Yes.
A lot of people forget that. That Fat became the defensive coordinator for Ohio State.
Somehow.
Bill Belichick disciple.
I heard he hasn't had a successful campaign since 2016. Fat's just living big off his Patriots success.
Just being at the Belistrator on television. We'll go ahead and get that job done. So, it'll be so much fun tomorrow. And, again, this is just the dawn of a new football season.
Mm.
This is
the way I look at it.
Such an incredible time, and it's a holiday week, and I imagine the grill and the smoking that's going on here throughout the country, especially
in Colorado.
Here, yeah, especially in Colorado tonight for sure. So where are we at here? Actually, let me go ahead. You guys grade the McConaughey here.
Okay.
Does he still have the fastball working? This is him sitting in his lovely office. He's got his feet kicked up on the desk. He's talking Texas football with the season right around the corner. Right. The number one team, the most hyped up quarterback or college football player we've seen in a long time. A collision course with the national champion, Ohio State Buckeyes. Is he in his bag or not? Maddie, take it away.
Ding, ding, we're back at the ring. College football is back. Here we go. It's that time of year. Man, I'm really excited about the entire season, but specifically about this University of Texas Longhorn football team 2025. This team has real confident and quiet belief in themselves. I believe they're on a mission, regardless of a number one ranking, regardless of all the hype. All the hype in the number one ranking is neither validation nor a curse to this team. They're above and beyond that before any of us even said they were number one preseason ranked or got all the hype around them. And I think that's what any great championship team's got to have. They've got to have their own reason and mission that they're on, regardless of what anyone else thinks. Whether they're someone jumping on the bandwagon or whether they're over here catcalling from the stands being a naysayer. This team, I can give a damn about all that bullshit. Mm-hmm. Got a mission they're on. They believe it. They're ready to earn it. It's a long season, so we'll see. But that's what I love about the makeup of this team. Head, heart, and soul aligned in the belief that it's theirs to go get.
I don't know if he really believes. You know, dude.
He
sounds like a fan who watched his team lose the last time he watched him played, and that's exactly what he is. Like, the creativity is not flowing. I don't know if this is too much weed or not enough weed for this guy, but he just, there's a burnout factor I hear from McConaughey right now. Maybe that's anxiety. That's preseason anxiety. Got so close last year. Don't want to get my hopes up too much.
Yeah, that's a guy who's sitting there at, with the number one ranked team. He let that be known quite a bit. Preseason ranking. And now you're having to go toe-to-toe with the Natty champs.
Trying to be humble.
The pressure's there, and it's like, have you really earned that? Have you really earned the lore of being the number one team in the country?
Yeah.
I mean, the amount of pressure that not only Arch, but that entire program has to feel right now is ridiculous. You almost wish, like, yeah, it's cool. Hey, we're preseason number one. That's awesome. You'd almost wish that you had a little bit more almost, like, to play for. Like, hey, we're four, okay? Yeah. We got ground to make up. Let's go tear them up. Nobody really actually believes in you. Now it's like, you haven't really done anything at all, and here you are sitting at number one.
It's a big task for Steve Sarkisian.
I think that is. I think that is.
I know Mack Brown would not be up to this task.
Yeah, it's
the beauty well is pressure said. Makes diamonds.
Yeah, we'll see if Texas turns into some diamonds. You guys picking them for tomorrow?
Damn right.
Because I had been up until now. I'm getting a little shaken in my boots. I thought McConaughey was going to inject nothing but confidence into my veins.
Don't worry. When you see Arch Manning with that swagger tomorrow,
he's got
that. Damn doubt.
He's got that.
He spends a lot of time around the program. Maybe that's reflective of where those kids are right now, and they're all business. They're not taking anything for granted. They're not getting hyped up and overconfident. You know, maybe that's exactly what you need to tackle a season like this.
A little bit stoic.
That sounds humble, right? Yeah. That sounds like the perfect mindset to play golf in, you know?
Yeah.
Get the best out of your performance, stay focused, present in the moment.
Yep. We'll see if they can take that attitude to the gridiron tomorrow and tear them up.
It's gridiron.
Cannot wait for this. Now you have Texas Tech opening up versus Arkansas Pine Bluff.
Let's go Red Raiders.
They should run it up pretty nicely. Number 23 ranked team in the country. But here's the deal. One of my favorite college football traditions is
a tortilla
losing a little bit of luster.
Is it?
I think.
Yeah, there's some weird stuff.
They're not going to push this through?
Well, there's...
They got the guys down there to pick up the tortillas. We're talking about the tortillas, right?
Yeah, we're talking about the tortillas. Definitely talking about the tortillas, something that I haven't gotten to participate in, but I want to desperately. But now we have a little bit new protocol in place. And this is a gentleman from Texas Tech that is now going to explain to Tech fans how you have to approach the tortilla throwing.
Basic questions about tortillas. We want to maintain that tortilla tradition here at Texas Tech. It began as throwing tortillas at opening kickoff, and that's what we are striving to achieve this year. We encourage fans to throw them, if they have them, at opening kick. Again, there is a rule here at Jones AT&T Stadium, no throwing of food or objects on the field. But the tradition is to throw tortillas at opening kick. And so we want, if that happens, throw them at opening kick. The process is this. After opening kick, we will play, we will read a public address announcement saying, please do not throw objects onto the field here at Jones AT&T Stadium. If it happens again, we will have a video play from Coach McGuire stressing again, do not hurt the team, help keep the tradition, but do not throw objects on the field. And if it happens after the game, at the official's discretion, they can throw a 15-yard unsportsmanlike penalty on a flag on us. So hopefully our fans will listen, be able to keep this tradition without hurting our team by throwing them only at opening kickoff. I know fans are really interested in the tortillas, and we love that tradition, but we want to maintain it at opening kickoff.
I'm not trusting Red Raider rabid fans hammered with the hype of this season. They're supposed to have the best team they've had in a long time.
Hope so.
They're going to get some 15-yard penalties this year.
Yeah.
That's just what it's going to be.
It's going to happen.
I think you just wait till you're up a couple of touchdowns and then you let it rain.
Yeah, I mean, let Arkansas rain. Pine Bluff.
I don't want to do this in a close game.
Rain dance.
Yeah, you definitely don't want some schmo costing you 15 yards late in a tight game. You would be public enemy number one in Lubbock.
Yes. Yeah, you don't want to Bartman this thing. You want it to be all fun and games.
No, don't Bartman it.
Do you take a fresh tortilla and whip that thing in like a Frisbee, or do you let it get a little stale so it can be a little bit more firmer and maybe you get some more carry on that?
They got to sneak them in.
They do have to sneak them in. Okay, it's so kind of it's like a don't ask, don't tell. If they see it at security when you come in, they will allegedly pull it away from you. But I think soft is generally the way that you go. Because you just buy it and then you stash it probably somewhere in the waistline and you walk in there strapped up, ready to go. But yeah, I think you Frisbee that thing.
It's one of them Texas Tech girls. Mm-hmm. They can't tell the difference down there anyway.
There's yeasty.
That freshman 15 is real up there.
Not much else to do.
Yeah, something to consider. But man, college football's back. This is a beautiful time. What do you guys think about the rookie? For the Cowboys, Tyler Booker hosting a rookie dinner at Fogo de Chao.
Oh, that's the move. That's the move.
That's a heady play.
As long as you leave that thing on green, you can go all day.
Somebody, I think it was Eric Armstead, somebody came out with this and said, like, this is the play. Because you know they're all going to eat a ton of money, and this is a fixed rate.
Yep.
Like, you know exactly what you're paying here. You're not doing this $12,000 dinner like Matthew Golden got on the hook for.
Yeah, you could get killed at the salad bar if you don't manage that. Because they got a really good salad bar. It's
very good. I know they tried to cut this out with after Dez's $80,000 dinner or whatever it was, or $90,000 dinner, but I think this is going too cheap. Like, Fogo de Chao is delicious for a working man. You take your family there for $200, you get all you can eat, you're feasting. But if I was a veteran, I would say that didn't count.
Wow. We're going round two.
I think it's brilliant.
I do think it's a smart play. I mean, it's great.
Well, yeah, it's smart for him.
Yeah, fiscally responsible. Yeah.
You don't get to choose your rookie hazing rookie dinner. We got to spend at least $2,500.
I think this is Sam's. But this is where it works out for him, though, because it was apparently it was a rookie dinner. I'm sure there was some offensive linemen there, but the Cowboys have one of the youngest offensive lines in the league.
Oh, so this isn't the hazing dinner. This is more of like a rookie hangout, like on me, guys.
That's the way it came across. Okay. But I also felt like I saw Cooper Beebe floating around in the background. Now, he might have just been there. You know what I mean?
Hey, these guys are tight now.
Leader. It's a young offensive line. So even if you have the offensive line there, it's not like you got 32, 33, 34-year-old veteran going like, hey, what the heck? Yeah, give me the boss.
You know, you got a bunch of young bucks that just want to, you know, their volume. You know, they're all about the volume at that point. And they respect a good deal. Yeah.
Man, I kind of want to go to Fogo de Chao now.
The quantity factor. Yeah. I know. How good does that sound right now?
Fogo de Chao.
I'm freaking starving.
Fantastic. I'll tell you what, if you lead that coaster on green, you can just keep going. That thing is, come by with, would you like some lamb? Sure. They slice it off. That's a great play. Right,
you know, the sneaky star last time I went?
With the garlic steak? Wasn't it?
The fried pineapple.
No.
Wow.
That sounds amazing. Crisp?
You're an idiot.
It's like sweet. Yeah, it's delicious.
Got a crunch?
Fried pineapple.
I didn't really want to even try it. They're like, hey, you want a little sliver?
Sounds
like,
divine.
Keep bringing it over.
Sliver me.
I'm not even a huge pineapple guy? Fan.
Very thin slices. Yeah,
this
I don't like
is
the
sweet.
Big chunks.
Like,
pineapple's fantastic.
It's a dessert.
Sounds like the way
grilled?
They're cooking it. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, fried. I don't know about grilled or fried. I don't know. I've just had like
it might have been
run of the mill
pineapple. I said fried, but it's one of the two, and it's damn good. Brian, you'd love it.
I don't know, man. I like
sounds
pineapple,
like he's getting
but
full
I'm not
on lamb over there.
No, but I'm telling you, they walk around with that.
Oh yeah,
all kinds.
All the other
of
meats are awesome.
The beef and all.
But I mean, if you got the choice of just like ribeye, filet mignon, New York strip. I don't have room for lamb.
Well, I'm just talking about I threw lamb out there as a walking around thing. It's like it's
straw
unique. It's like,
a little grazy.
So, no, I
I'm just busting your balls.
No, I'm just saying I enjoy all that stuff that they have as Fogo de Chao.
It's all good.
Like I say, you can fill up on the salad bar. They got a lot of that charcuterie board over there.
Got to be careful too with those breadsticks.
Yeah,
you know, the filling.
Yes,
and save all that's gluten
free. Oh, my dad would get mad.
Yeah.
Are you eating them rolls and everything? He didn't pay for you to eat at the buffet.
Yeah. We can get some Hawaiian rolls on the way home.
Yeah. He'd get mad. You know that damn bread, boy. You know it's some meat.
It's funny because we have the pool party at the Sean Mahal tomorrow.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of folks that are alleging they're coming pretty late.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'll
like
be one of them.
Kickoffs at like 1 p.m. If anybody who's showing up at like 6, 7 o'clock thinks that there's still going to be food there,
there better
it's
be.
Hilarious. Now, I mean,
no,
Sean does it big and I'm showing up hungry tomorrow, okay?
I'm just telling you.
I'm skipping breakfast in the morning.
Sean will not run out of food. He will not.
I'm going to test that.
Brisket, a pork butt.
If he has to, he'll go to that freezer he has outside, and it'll make you a hamburger 6.
We got LSU Clemson kicking at 6:30. You got to be ready to rock.
Maybe he has a process in mind. Maybe he's got a round one spread and then maybe an evening spread that he's
planning
willing to,
on bringing anything yourself?
I got some Miller Lights.
Great.
Four or five of them?
Six.
Right on. I got a six pack.
For me and myself.
Four in that pack.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I got a six pack with about three or four in there. That's right, Lucius.
Back in the 80s, had this beer called Lowenbrow.
Yeah.
Do they sell Lowenbrow?
Yeah.
Okay. Lowenbrow commercials with like, tonight is kind of special. And then some dude shows up with like a six pack for four of them. I'm like, haul your ass out of here.
Yeah.
You show up with a six pack for four of us, haul your ass out of here.
Well, what should I be bringing then? What do you want me to bring? Because I feel like Sean's like, hey, I got the food. It's almost like disrespectful. You bringing food to my food party?
Okay, then
I'm
why,
the food man.
Then why are you questioning whether there'll be food left?
I'm not questioning it. I'm letting the people know.
You did. You said, I'm letting it all. If you think you're going to show up at 6 o'clock and eat some food, you're in a whole nother.
That was a warning.
That was a bit of a warning.
There's nothing I can do about it. This kid's birthday.
Setting the PSA to the late arrivals that there might not be as much brisket, pork butt, whatever else he's got. There might not be a ton left.
I don't know anyone that's getting there at 1. Except for you.
He said food's ready at 1 o'clock. Are you sure he's gonna be there at 1 o'clock?
Yeah, and don't be the Lowenbrow guy and show up with the six pack.
How can I be a gentleman here and show up with respect? Because I got a six pack, I thought that was getting the job done.
Bring a case.
Fifth of booze, case of beer, bottle of wine.
Yeah. Get a cup of
the trifecta.
Just variety.
Either one of those.
Variety of the beers. Grab a six pack. You grab four different six packs just in case somebody wants Miller Lite.
I also got some of that Martin House like THC CBD kind of beer.
Oh yeah. Just get everybody blasted out of their minds.
Get them real hungry and then I eat all the food.
Wear some promo shirts.
Here, have some of this mushroom tea.
Hey, just wait till all the food's done and it makes sure you have this.
This is the stuff that brought us strength that one time
going
and almost died.
Going in the closet to bring stuff. Yeah. I got some stuff. Hold on.
Yeah. Fired up the pizza.
I'll bring it to DiGiorno or something for the late arriving crowd.
I think you'll be fine.
Hey, did you guys see that there was $100 chicken nuggets at the U.S. Open?
Yeah, they put caviar on top of them.
Okay, that's ridiculous.
And it's been unanimously panned. There's, of course, schmoes that are like, oh, sure, let's go ahead and try it. Six nuggets for $100.
I'd try it.
And they're saying,
so rich.
Just the worst nuggets they've ever had, especially when you consider the fact that they were expensive. Right, but Tyson, everything's expensive there, dude.
I think
we've had
some bad nuggets before.
Cocktails are over $20. Ice cream's over $10. Most of the entrees are like $30.
This ain't the Masters.
Not surprised. And $100 chicken nuggets with caviar?
Have you ever had caviar?
I don't know if I have.
Did they
have it at Nobu the other night?
I hope Sean has it. Hey, all I've got left is caviar for you guys that are late arrivers.
With some frozen nuggets.
And you're over there with like a spoon trying to figure it out.
As long as they're the cowboy nuggets, I'm in.
Everybody's just saying, hey, dude, just bring ice. Bring your six pack, bring some ice. That's what the Tolos are calling.
Ice is always a good move.
You can't go wrong with the ice. Broadus is going to laugh me off the stage.
It's the end of the day. You're just bringing ice?
Well, I mean.
Oh, you're going early.
Yeah, I'm going early.
Go plate.
I'm in it for the long haul. Yeah, I'll bring a container.
My man's stopping off there at Walmart and grabbing some Tupperware.
Well, thank you, Chief.
Yes, sir.
Look forward to hanging out, watching the college football tomorrow. Okay, when we come back, it's time to mix it up with the Fan After Dark, see what Fred and Blake have cooking here for you on a Friday night.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app
that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the Fan. Welcome back, Nation. It's time now to cross with the Fan After Dark, see what Fred and Blake have cooking here for you on a Friday night. You guys going to go for, what, about 90 minutes or so here before the Rangers pregame? I'm always unclear on that one going into these West Coast games. But here they are, Fred and Blake. Gentlemen, good evening.
By the way, you guys mentioned Marlon Wayans stole a Paul Mooney joke?
Yeah.
You want to hear something almost as bad? Actually, it's even worse.
Jeez.
Terrell native Jamie Foxx ripped off an entire Richard Pryor joke. The Richard Pryor bit where he went to Africa and when he
started. Bunaway.
And remember how he said he went to Africa and didn't see one Pryor, but yeah. Then he said he met one dude who was Washington, but he was in Arizona. Because he stopped using the N-word after he went to Africa.
Yeah.
Jamie Foxx steals the entire joke.
No.
Almost. I'm not going to say verbatim, but it's one of the, I mean, it's plagiarism at its finest.
Isn't it all of comedy is plagiarism?
Like bar for bar, word for word? No.
Songwriting, comedy, that's
called stealing, and they sue you for that.
Is it on the stand-up, I Might Need Security? Is it on that one? I'm going to go back and watch it.
Check it out. It's one of his stand-up bits, but yeah. Yeah.
Bishop.
I'm telling you, I was kind of surprised no one ever called him out for that. But anyway, I digress.
Well, I was not surprised to tune in last night and hear you guys killing it with your Micah Parsons reactions to the presser.
Thank you.
So nice job on that. How do you guys end up feeling about this 24 hours later?
You had to do it. And you know what? You said something earlier about how Jerry, and I'm going to put this under the guise of the gambler, right? I wonder if, you know, when Charlotte said, we don't have that many more next years left.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And you said something to the effect of, all right, is this Jerry kind of getting that gambler aspect back? Just kind of starting to wonder maybe if that, and I'm thinking the same thing. Like, I just feel like it's kind of interesting that when you look at that documentary and how he went about his business in the 90s, is he starting to say, you know what?
I think the documentary might have inspired him. Like
I agree.
He was on fire at that presser. I think he was trying to recreate that energy of the Saturday Night Massacre.
I'm telling you. I thought the same. Me and him talked about it last night because we had our Green Bay guy kind of downplayed the way he was acting. I said, look, I thought Jerry was in his bag last night. I really did. I thought Jerry, he wanted all the smoke from the time he sat down, had no problem taking anybody's questions last night.
And then when he said, when Clarence asked him the question about, hey, did you tell him to play out his fifth year and then or leave? And he said, yes, I did. Let's move on. Boom. So, I thought Jerry. And then when he said, oh, and we may go ahead and go get a player now with these picks we got.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I like it.
I think there's, you know, an opportunity here to make the team better. It is a gamble, though, to your point.
Oh, it's huge.
You know, how do you end up making the team better? And I think for the first time in three decades, they've taken a step back in hopes of the long-term future, you know, being brighter. What would you like to see him do with the draft picks and the money that they freed up here?
See, it's a weird situation because what you guys have detailed there, doing the long-term play with getting draft picks, moving off Micah, freeing up money, all that's great and all, but the short-term play with having the highest paid player in Dak, paying CD. So they're talking out both ends of their mouth, so I don't really know which side. It seems like there's two different directions in that front office. So I brought it up to Fred, to use these picks to move up in the draft in the next 2 years, whether it's this year or next year, whatever quarterback you like best. I don't know what the Cowboys front office likes or exactly when everyone's declaring, get your guy, and who's to say that guy can't sit for a year? I know top 10 quarterbacks play him immediately the whole nine yards, but we just saw the Falcons do it with Michael Penix and Kirk. Now, a little bit different situation. Dak is younger and better than Kirk at that situation, and hopefully the guy you draft is better than Michael Penix, but say you get Cade Klubnik, say you get Arch, whoever you want, and then he sits for a year or two until Dak's money is movable. I know it's for another, 2 years, so that you can't really move off of his money as far as guarantees. Then have that guy step in. So I would not want them to use the picks this year and go get a player. I know Jerry hinted at that, and it's exciting to think about. I just don't think this team is one player away from now being in the Super Bowl. And then you give up your whole future. Now you gave up Micah for insert X player to use a draft pick on this year.
I do like what you said about they're kind of talking out of both sides of their mouth a little bit. It's like you make some moves that are win-now move. Trading Micah is a lose-now move. And so it's like, where are you? And it's like, is it a gamble? Yeah, to some extent, it's a gamble. It's an emotional gamble. It's a forced gamble. It wasn't a logical, I'm sitting here and making the decision because I am the Don, and this is what we're doing at the beginning of the offseason. And we're going to set ourselves up, and we're going to make every move based on this move. They made a million moves, and then at the end, days before you're about to take the field versus the defending champions, you're so angry and emotional about it that you're like, okay, I'm done. It's like, you don't get credit for that gamble.
Yeah, I don't think they worked that trade nearly hard enough.
I'll use you guys as my database. When was the last time the Cowboys were like a top five spender in free agency? And I know that maybe sometimes they even had
it's
the money.
It's been forever, bro.
But even if they're around that, they're not one to just, we're just going to go shell out like what the Patriots did this last offseason.
But good teams don't spend in free agency.
Well, the Cowboys get all this free agency money now.
Well, they do, but they got to sign their own guys, too.
Agreed.
I mean,
look,
you got to sign Bland. You got to sign Tyler Smith. Here's the other part of it, too. We keep complaining about, you know, oh, did they get enough? Who are you going to trade with? All right. I mean, what top 10, top 12 team is like, yeah, we're a Micah Parsons away from, you know, being a contender?
See, that's where I thought, and I need to figure this out, is if they're in a situation. No, seriously. Yeah. I mean,
six teams is what I saw reported that were interested.
Six?
Yeah. And I didn't get confirmation on the names of the teams.
Yeah. See, we need to find the six teams what we need to do.
Does anybody like the return? I'm not saying moving off Micah. I think we can all get our head around that better balanced football team.
You're going to like those. You're going to like the return. You're going to hate the return that you don't have him playing for you.
Yeah.
When we start talking draft, it is going to be pivotal how that's where you're going to like it.
Yeah.
Right now, you're not going to like it. Mm-hmm. When you get to the draft the next 2 years, and maybe your franchise quarterback's there.
It's addition by subtraction. This defense is going to be better this year.
Mm. Wow, look at the Woolly Bully coming in. That's a good
100%
to end the week.
I kind of like the duet thing you two have going on. Are we missing a microphone, by the way? What the hell's going on?
We are.
They took Blake's mic away.
I guess.
Thanks to Lucius Alexander and the Pimp Cup Master Control 75 and Fitzhugh, Woolchuck and Chia Follow and brought us. I'm Gavin Dawson. Till actually Tuesday at 2, we'll be off Monday. You're going home with the nation. At ease.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.